Hello, welcome to WJOI's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and this morning we are on location. We are at the First Congregational Church in Highland, and we're sitting down with Pastor Greg Brady. So, Pastor, welcome to the studio.
Hello, listeners out there, and Howard, good to talk with you today.
Good. Hey, and Pastor Greg, what we're trying to do is make a connection with the local church. So tell us a little bit about First Congregational and your ministry here and some things that might be going on.
Yeah, well, my family moved up from Texas in winter of 2012, so we are going on 5 years here, and we were attracted by the family nature of First Congregational Church when we interviewed. We have five kids, and now they range from 17 years to 5 years. We were amazed with how many adoptive grandparents our kids had immediately in coming. It's a very family-natured, multi-generational church. And for me, as pastor, here's what that gives us the opportunity to do, to help shape the faith of every generation, including our younger generation. And as I have five kids, one thing that is extremely important to me is that kids love to come to church. That wasn't always the case for me when I was growing up. I didn't really like going to church. But I am deeply passionate about my kids loving to go to church and for the kids at our church here to feel that this is their church home and that they belong and that God is calling them to worship as well and not just be drug along on a Sunday morning. And so we take our kids very seriously, as all good churches do, but we really try to shape our Sunday morning worship time to be kid-friendly. We're definitely not high church, even though we have a fairly traditional worship space. We are not high church on Sunday morning, meaning, a high liturgical, a scripted, polished-looking worship service, but we want kids to be active. We want there to be laughter. We want kids to feel like they're a part of the congregation, a welcome part of the congregation. And so little distractions don't bother us. In fact, the more we have, probably the better for our life as a church. So some of the things that we do, we have a weekly puppet ministry that happens during the worship service. Generally on Communion Sundays, the first Sunday of the month, we don't have that puppet show, but every other Sunday during the school year, there is a puppet show that takes place during the worship service, and we bring the kids up, and we have a dedicated puppet team. We write our own scripts. We have puppet characters, and it's a hit. I love it. And so the kids come up during the worship service for that part and have a great interactive puppet ministry, gospel-centered, Christ-centered puppet ministry for them. Another thing that we do with kids in our worship service is we try to give them other opportunities to worship and to experience and to serve. So we'll have kids light the candles at the beginning of the worship service. That's kind of one of the highlights of the worship service, in fact, is watching the kids go up and take a part of the worship service there. We do have something we call Kids Church, where we invite kids during the sermon time, if they would like to have a more kid-focused message time, and that's our Kids Church time. But again, that's something that is an option for families. If they would rather have kids stay with them during the worship service, that is quite fine with me and with our church.
We're talking this morning with Pastor Greg Brady of the First Congregational Church here in Highland at 801 Washington Street. Yeah, when you drive by, this is quite a structure. It's a stone-type structure. So when you look at it, it looks like it would be a more, high liturgical-type service. But it's a very interesting building and structure. I'm looking around here. We've got all this woodwork and stonework. So it's a very fascinating building to walk into.
Yeah, when I was in Houston, the last 4 years of pastoring in Houston, Texas, we met at a junior high school. And one of the things that gives you the opportunity to know is that the church isn't all about the building. The church is the people. However, having a beautiful worship space like we do here does help those of us who are really attracted to aesthetics notice the presence of God, and it can be a worship aid. It's certainly not about the building,
right,
but it can help you get in touch with God's presence with you.
Well, we've run through some things that you do with the kids. What's going on with the adults at First Congregational?
One of the most important things to me as a pastor is to help people grow as disciples. And I do not think that people accidentally become disciples of Jesus Christ. It takes intentionality. It takes reflecting on your life. And it takes sharing about your life. And one of the things that we want every person to have here is a feeling of belonging, a sense of belonging. And I know that happens, that feeling happens in a variety of ways for people, but one way that it can happen is when you're part of a smaller group. And so we like to have different group opportunities in the church, whether that be a Sunday morning class or a home group, or what I like to do is just meet up at the local coffee shop weekly with a friend or two from the church, and we just share about our lives. And we're
and he's not fibbing. I was at the coffee shop this morning,
right,
and he was there.
Yeah, Friday mornings.
Friday morning,
Nudge Coffee.
Nudge Coffee here in Highland. I saw him. I'll vouch for him.
You'll see us. It's really important for our church to create the space for people to enter into these relationships where they can share deeply about their life and what God is doing in their life, and maybe where they need to be stretched, where they're struggling, where God, they feel that God is challenging them to grow in their faithfulness. And so that's, when I think of adult ministry, that is one really important aspect of it. And I think the other important aspect, or one of the other important aspects, is knowing that God has handcrafted you. God has handcrafted each person with gifts, with passions, with life experiences, that He wants to, for you to use as you serve others, as you give unto others. And so one of the things that we like to do here early on is to, in a very gentle way, in a non-pressured way, but help people to think through how God has uniquely made them, and in doing so, perhaps be guided in a place for them to serve, either in the church or in the larger community.
Well, once again, we're talking with Pastor Greg Brady of the First Congregational Church at 801 Washington Street in Highland. If you'd like more information about the church, they have a website. It's FCC, like First Congregational Church, fcchighland.org, or you can call the church at 654-4241. So fcchighland.org or 654-4241. So is there something that maybe your congregation doesn't know about Pastor Greg? Or, I mean, I'm sitting here today and he is wearing a Texas A&M baseball shirt, so he hasn't completely washed himself of his time in Houston.
Yes, I am a fighting Texas Aggie, and if you are an Aggie listening, please come by and let's talk all things Texas A&M.
Because he feels a little lost in the woods up here.
I have seen a few more Texas Aggie paraphernalia shirts and flags, and a few more lately, but I definitely miss out on Aggie culture. Well, the church knows that I'm an Aggie. They know that of my Texas roots and my appreciation for that great state. Here's something that they probably don't know. I have a deeply competitive side, and I don't let it out very often. It mainly takes place when we're playing games, mm-hmm. like party games. There is a domino game kind of native to Texas called 42, and it's kind of like euchre. That's more of a Midwest game. It's like euchre or spades. You play with dominoes, and it is a blast, and I'm deeply competitive when I play that game, or your party games. I like to go all in and get rambunctious and try to win. So that's...
You might start a whole new outreach here at the
church. I love playing games, and people don't... And a lot of people in my church don't know that about me. But if they have me over for game playing, they will soon find out.
Well, great. So let's see here. We've used almost all our time. So I don't forget, one more time, we are talking with Pastor Greg Brady of the First Congregational Church in Highland at 801 Washington Street. If you'd like more information about the church, go to their website, fcchighland.org, or give them a call, 654-4241, and ask them where the 42
come play some 42.
Come play some 42 with a fellow Aggie. So, Greg, I know this has kind of flown by, but I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us this morning. So
it's really glad to, really good to talk to you, Howard. Certainly appreciate you and the opportunity to be on the radio waves. Thank you for providing the opportunity for us to keep growing in our faith. And in our world today, there can be a lot of negativity and a lot of challenges to overcome. And it's great to have a place where we can tune into and be inspired and maybe meet some new pastors and get to know some new churches, but to hear of God and His love for us. And I really appreciate that.
Great. Thanks. And this has been WJOI's Lamplighter Program. Thanks for making us a part of your day.